Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 37 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Security of Your Savior. Elizabeth Elliot said, "Where does your security lie? Is God your refuge, your hiding place, your stronghold, your shepherd, your counselor, your friend, your redeemer, your savior, your guide? If he is, you don't need to search for any further security." Our text today is Joshua 20, verses 7 through 9. So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they appointed Bezer in the wilderness on the tableland from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designed for all the people of Israel and for the stranger sojourning among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there, so that he might not die by the hand of the avenger of blood, till he stood before the congregation. In The Cure for a Troubled Heart, author and pastor Ron Mell writes, "I heard once about a dear saintly old woman who was gradually losing her memory. Details began to blur, and her memory was fading fast. Throughout her life, however, this woman had cherished and depended on the Word of God, committing to memory many verses from her worn King James Bible. Her favorite verse had always been 2 Timothy 1:12, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." She was finally confined to bed in a nursing home, and her family knew she would never leave alive. As they visited with her, she would still quote verses of Scripture on occasion, especially 2 Timothy 1:12. But with the passing of time, even parts of this well-loved verse began to slip away. "I know whom I have believed," she would say. "He is able to keep what I have committed to him." Her voice grew weaker, and the verse became even shorter. "What I have committed to him." As she was dying, her voice became so faint, family members had to bend over to listen to the few whispered words on her lips. And at the end, there was only one word of her life verse left: "Him." She whispered it again and again as she stood on the threshold of heaven: "Him, him, him." It was all that was left. It was all that was needed. Jesus is all we need. We can stand against any enemy if our hearts find refuge in Christ. We find the cure for our troubled hearts when Jesus becomes our spiritual hiding place. The problem is that most people run to other things in hopes of finding security. Some people try to find their refuge in possessions. They think that if they can save enough money for retirement, then they can be safe from all of life's problems. They seek shelter from debt. Other people think that staying physically healthy will give them a long life. They seek to stay protected against disease. Still others assume that popularity, success, and approval from the world will bring them happiness. They falsely believe that status will provide them security. They seek refuge from disapproval. Jesus warned us with these words in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Notice the words steal, kill, and destroy. The devil can steal your savings. Even the healthiest people on the planet cannot escape death. No matter what worldly status you acquire in this life, Satan still has the power to destroy it. However, the flip side of John 10:10 is that a life with Jesus brings fulfillment and abundance. If God is your refuge, your life will be rewarding. If Christ is your hiding place, you will find life's true purpose. Joshua gave them cities to run to for temporary protection. God gives you Christ to run to for eternal protection. Questions for today. God designated the cities of refuge for all the people of Israel and for the stranger sojourning among them. What does it say about God that his cities are for everyone? How does Psalm 18, 1-3 describe Jesus as our refuge? I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Notice the prayer for God's mercy and refuge found in Psalm 57:1-3. How can you incorporate this prayer and make it your own today? It reads, "Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out, O God, Most High, to the God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah, God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness." Pray with me. Thank you again, Lord, that you are our refuge. Thank you for providing for us a place that we can run to when we are in trouble. Teach us to see you as more than a refuge, and teach us what it means to be holy in your sight. In Christ's name, amen.